All right, we're live. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Swarmstead Studios. Swarmstead's fancy live streaming studio here. Bruce, as always. It's been a little bit since I went live, it seems like. I don't know. I had a little bit of a subject today to talk about. Talking about swarms versus packages. A very astute and observant viewer of mine sent me a little link for something to look at. A clip of someone talking about packages versus nukes. It's kind of the opposite of what I would think. But what the heck? I thought I'd open it up, see if anybody wants to talk about maybe what they like about packages. I mean, spoiler alert, I think they're a terrible idea. Or, you know, what they like about swarms, just whatever. We'll see what anybody's got. I know what I got. I can tell you that back in 2010, just like a lot of people who get started with keeping bees, that's when I got my first set of bees, which was a package. And I regretted that day. The very next day, I regretted that day that I ordered those, because I caught a swarm the next day, or might have been 2 days later. I really regretted paying $160, I think, at the time. And then a couple days later, maybe a week later, I got another swarm. So then I was really getting annoyed. Hold on. I'm getting a little, maybe I was so nervous my throat's drying up. So my experience with packages was just that one. Actually, no, I did end up, what's the word? I didn't buy a package, but somebody gave me a package many years later, but that first one died out real fast. Didn't make it to late fall. It was dead. The other two swarms that I got, they lived for a couple years, and then I kind of lost track of them. But yeah, that's my first experience with a package. And then maybe, what year was that? Man, I don't even know. Maybe 2017 or 2016. Somebody I was helping with bees, they ordered like 12 or 13 packages, wanted me to help install them. And I went over and helped the person out. And the last one they said was for me. And I really was like, I don't really need it. I don't really want it. But it was from an apiary that was supposed to be treatment free. Supposed to be. What the heck were they called? Something in Tennessee. I forget what they're called. They're supposed to be small cell treatment free stock. But they really were nothing different than any other package bees. Come to find out, it's not really a treatment free apiary. What the heck are they called? Oh man, now I forget what it's called. Yeah, it's somewhere in the mountains of Tennessee. That's what they talk about. So those package bees also stank. They just really didn't. You know, it's a small amount of bees. They were free, so I guess that's okay. But they're really nothing to be impressed with. I also have the link there if anybody wants to come in and chime in and talk about it. Talk about the subject. I have a couple of videos queued up that can demonstrate a little bit of kind of what goes into making packages. So for me, packages versus swarms, I'm not even bringing nucleus colonies into it, because I mean, I've never bought a nuke. I have sold a lot of nukes that are just of my own bees. And I think they're great, and I always have great feedback from them. But just as far as a clump of bees, and you're just starting out, on all new kind of empty equipment. Swarms definitely are the way to go for me. I mean, for obvious reasons. They're free. They're easy to acquire. I even just did a whole presentation on this for my bee club a couple days ago. But, and the thing is, swarm season is, you know, not so late that if you try to trap swarms, you know, in April, May, at least in my area in Pennsylvania, and you feel like you're not going to catch anything, you can still get a hold of bees from people. They're still going to always have people with too many bees trying to get rid of them. I know I'm always stuck with a ton of bees. I can never sell enough to get down to a normal amount of bees. Hey, Iowa Lands Beekeeping. George is here. Let me see what he has to say. Packages got me started in Lands Hives. Trying not to buy bees this year. Went into winter with 12 colonies from packages. So, yeah, so that's something I forgot to say, and I'm glad you reminded me. I'm not here to, like, bash on somebody who doesn't know any better and they order packages, because sometimes it might seem like I think that way. Like, if you don't know any better, like I didn't know any better, I went and ordered packages because I thought that's the only way that you could get bees. And then I learned better, and now I know better, so I do better. But as far as George here, I'm trying not to buy bees. You went to winter with 12 from packages splits. Okay, well, let's see what happens. We're almost getting there, getting out of winter. Just get busy with setting up some traps and getting some swarm calls. I got Pete down here. Pete's in my green room, my very fancy green room down there. I'll bring him in here for a little bit. What's up, Pete G? How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Yeah, what do you think about this? I did have a certain viewer send me a certain link to a certain video that was interesting. I mean, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I can only watch so much of those videos, but I also have some other ones about how packages are made. Have you ever seen those videos?
Oh yeah. It's disgusting how they come back from pollination and dump a bunch of bees in boxes. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it is a little jarring, like for someone that just is like casually keeps bees like myself. It's very, you know, machine like, and it looks like a ton of bees are made into some soup, but I really can't, you know, that's their business, that's their livelihood. So yeah. I can't get too mad about it. You know, every job has some kind of,
well, you know, not desirable part. Yeah, the part I don't like about it is the people from, like, in my state going down with trailers and buying thousands of packages and bringing them up here.
I mean, one could say that those commercial heavily dependent bees that are heavily dependent on their beekeepers to keep them alive would really knock down any progress that your local bee gene pool is making towards, you know, survival without treatments or anything. It's like throwing a bunch of poodles into the wolf pack is like what I think of it as, or a bunch of little hairless chihuahuas.
Yeah, and it's funny on the, like, the local Facebook groups and stuff, same people every year, you know, bees died, when's the packages coming in, when can I order packages? And I always tell people, like, hey, if you want bees, just be patient. Wait until May, June around here. And, you know, it's not just me. There's a lot of local people that make quality queens or nukes or something, but they won't be ready until June or whatever, you know, late May or June. People just don't want to wait normally.
Yeah. I think impatience definitely has a lot to do with it also.
Yeah,
it's like how can you compete with somebody that goes down mid-March to get
March 15th? I got dates of March 15th this year. People are bringing them up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Every year they get earlier and earlier.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah,
I think eventually they'll be getting them in December and just bringing them up. But they got to cut each other's throats and try to get those packages to the area as fast as possible. They'll sell the idea to brand new people who don't even know the right end up of a frame. They're telling them, hey, you need to get these bees early in March so you can capitalize on whatever flow and all this shit. And I'm like, you shouldn't be worried about catching flows if you don't even know anything. Like, first, just nothing hurt. There's nothing. It's not going to hurt you to get your bees a little bit late compared to them, especially if you can get them for free, or from somebody in your area. But,
I always tell people, be patient, watch. I'm always giving bees away. I always have too many. I'm always giving swarms out, stuff like that. But a lot of people don't want to wait. They don't want to wait. I mean, I've given nukes out for free to people around me, close to me. And that, they just get impatient in the beginning of May. They're like, where are they? Where are my bees? Where are this? Where are that? I'll just get the package. I'll just.
Yeah. And then the worst thing is someone calls you, they tell you that they're interested in getting some bees. So for me, I'll just tell them, hey, just try to catch some swarms. I have a couple of videos you can watch. If you don't catch anything by May, or early May, just call me back. You can get some bees. I'll have a ton of bees.
Yeah.
And they'll end up getting a package, and then still want me to answer their beekeeping questions and all this stuff. It's like, damn, first you wasted my time. Then I didn't get any type of incentive here. And now I'm answering all your bee questions. Get out of here. But I don't know. Yeah. I'm a little biased. I guess that's it. But
I have gotten packages. I've been like a couple, I think my second or third year where I only had that first crash you get when you're just starting. I don't know if everyone experiences it, if you have as much colony as like you do or say, but if you have like less than 10, 15 colonies and you're treatment free, you usually have a crash like in your third year. Normally, it's not always or whatever.
Your mic is a little bit, your mic is muffled. Is it like,
oh, did it fall? You hear me now? Sorry.
Yeah.
I dropped the wrong one. But yeah, I was just saying, like, usually around your third year, treatment free, just starting out, you usually have like a crash. Normally. That's not like a given if you're starting with decent bees, but like around here where I didn't start with swarms or good bees or whatever, I had my third year, I had a crash where like only had couple of colonies survive the winter. And I also didn't have like my methods balanced out. I didn't have my genetics yet. I didn't have a lot of things, but whatever. That's not the point. So I did order packages in that instance. And but what I did is I threw them in and I think 3 weeks, as soon as they laid the first round of brood started hatching, I took that queen out right away, pinched her, and requeened them with something, some survivor daughter in my colony, in my yard. So I got that queen away as fast as I could. So I always tell people, if you are going to order packages like around here, it's heavily influenced, and like there's salespeople around here just literally selling packages. If you are going to get a package, requeen them as fast as you can. As soon as they start getting some population growth within the first month or so, requeen them.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that if money isn't an issue. Like, if you're really trying to mess with bees at the cheapest possible possibility, making your own equipment, not wanting to buy bees, I'm still going to say swarm trapping. But if it's like, have those extra bucks to play around with, there's nothing wrong with expanding your, let's say you have a very, a very high culling winter time, and you have a couple that just came out. you know, came out swinging despite so many others dying. Yeah, and you want to expand those? Sure, what the heck? I mean, people are going to do it different ways.
Yeah.
But
I don't suggest that. That's just what I did. I just happened to do it. I still wasn't catching much swarms or getting cutout calls at that point. And I didn't have like my established yard yet, you know. That was,
yeah, and I think the first couple of years, like, I'm trying to think, did I have like a major crash in my first couple of years? I know that I had no clue what the hell I was doing. I was just all thumbs for like 4 or 5 years. That's why even though I did actually start messing with bees, you know, longer ago, I really didn't catch the drift of what I was doing until like 2016, maybe even after that. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, so many things can lead to some of your bees dying, or a bunch of them. And it's not always going to be, oh, because I don't treat my bees. Anybody who peruses these Facebook groups can see that there's plenty of absolutely, you know, conventional, by the book people who learned that way, losing a ton of bees. So then it's just moving the goalposts, like, did you treat them hard enough? So yeah, I don't know. I was at this the beginner class where I just presented about how to catch free bees. I'm sure I didn't make any friends of the vendors as usual, but yeah, so one of the presenters did say, he was presenting on treatment options, and I thought, okay, this guy's going to really, really balance it out, give a nice balanced, and it wasn't balanced. And I even told him, I was like, yeah, I totally disagree with the complete other side. It was just, a lot of it was wrong. But he said, yeah, treatment free kills a lot of bees. And I'm like, that bugs me, because it's not treatment free kills a lot of bees. It's selection is gonna not keep more bees alive than what should be alive. It's just the wording I didn't like, but I don't know. That's kind of getting.
See a lot of dead bees in the regular conventional groups too. A lot of people saying their bees are dead.
But let's watch a little bit of how packages are made. We're gonna. Oh wait, oh, let me remove that. Let me make sure I have this. Pause the list. Is that too big? Okay, I think I got it. All right, so I just randomly put into the search package bee production, and I got some videos. This is the first time seeing this video or this channel. I'll say their name just so if you want to check it out, but it's called Wood Camp Farm, and this video isn't very old. It's 1 year ago, and I'm gonna just skip to kind of the meat and potatoes part here. Let's see, are you seeing that on the screen?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can make that even bigger. Sorry. Is that even bigger? I gotta keep going back. Okay. I'm not good at this live streaming thing. All right, let's play a little bit.
But, number one. While they're breaking into some hives and goofing off, I'll show you what we're going to do. They're going to break in. There's excluders in, nothing over the top, no queen over the top of them. Queen's down the bottom, but we're shaking from both because the boxes aren't necessarily full of bees over the excluder.
So it looks like they're starting with, just from what you can see, they got four colonies here.
If they're taking bees from above the excluder with no queen or no brood, they're all going to be older bees. So,
yeah,
there's not going to be any nurse bees up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to bring them over here. If they go in, okay, a lot of there's plenty of bees up there. When we don't have to worry about looking for the queen, we take this metal box out and they go down the slide into this basket. Baskets down there. If we're looking for the queen, this basket will set in there. This is pretty loud. sounds violent, but it takes a while to even go out of there.
All right, so my video, my little live that I'm doing right now is not to cast shade on this YouTube channel or this is just how they're made. This is not, I'm not saying it's bad or good. I mean, a lot of bees die, but I don't want to get all mushy about it or nothing. That's just, I don't want to get mushy like the bees here that are getting smashed, but that's just part of like how they're made. It's not, and these guys aren't any different from hundreds of other commercial beekeepers who make packages. It's just, so I'm not trashing this channel. Trust me, I'll trash channels, trust me, but not this one. I mean, because I don't even know these guys. That they're just making packages. So let's just see a little more of what they're doing.
Amusement park.
He shakes it up. Bring it. Boop. All right. So I don't want to play too much. I'm going to skip a little bit ahead just to show how they kind of weigh them and like get them into the boxes. And the reason I'm showing this is because a little bit later, we might hear from a proponent of this process over bees that just naturally swarm out of a hive and land on a branch, or swarm out of a colony in a tree and land on a branch with their queen that they've had. None of them smash. You know, someone might actually look at this and say, this is better than swarms. I don't know, but we'll see. So let me just go ahead a little bit. Anybody who wants to go over and watch this, you can just, something's the matter with my stupid ass computer here. Let's see, move it up here. Okay, so here they're kind of weighing them.
We turn on and tear. All right, should be good to go. Do this and watch the scale. You're over 3, that's okay. 3.4. So this is supposed to be 3-pound packages, so we always do 3 point something. No? We'll take these back home and we'll put the queens in. We'll do that here. We could, but we're not today.
Okay, so I mean, that's all that I watched, 15 minutes before I went live. I saw that they were, you know, banging them into the little funnel and then funneling them into the boxes in the sun. That's just how they do it. What do you think about that? I mean, I'll just, what's your honest, what do you think about that?
I don't know. It is what it is, you know. There's nothing you can say. It is, you know. It's
speechless.
It's business.
For some people, that's the only way they can get bees because they just live in an area, maybe in Canada or something, or Alaska. Yeah. There's, you know, they can't get swarms. There are a few places in the world where you cannot get swarms.
Yeah.
So these people do provide. Let's just use the words. They'll provide an opportunity for people to get bees that otherwise could not catch swarms. But if you live in, say, where Pete lives or anywhere south of that, if you live in my area, for Christ's sakes, you have no reason to do that. There's so many bees here. In most of the country, I mean, unless you're in Arizona, maybe, I don't know. You could just... I don't know what they do with killer bees on there, but let's see. Is there anything more to this video that's interesting? I think they just pretty much, they're weighing more bees. What are they doing here? Looking for the queen, probably.
It's very time-consuming. Yep.
They're bored because I always find the queens first, and I'm not finding queens right now.
He's playing a game called I Can Find That Queen on 3 frames.
Or 9.
Or the 10.
The nice part about the shaker box that we use is we'll go through these once or maybe twice, and if we don't find the queen.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't want to play their whole video. Everybody go watch their video. But you know, they got their treatments on there. They got four different colonies all mixing the bees all together. You know, whatever. That's not bad or good. That's just the fact of the matter. Let's see, what other video did I have on that? Let me unshare this for a second while I.
It's just unknown genetics. You know, it's bees that are stressed. Those bees just came from almond pollination. They're probably sick. They don't have enough nutrition. They don't have good nutrition. They're filled with treatments, chemicals, probably pesticides and all that crap. And they're not going to be related to the queen. The genetics, you're not going to know anything about them. Compared to a swarm, you know, where you know they're coming from. Their bellies are full of honey and they're ready to make wax in a couple of days. You know, they'll have a bunch of. I'm sure you've seen colonies where a week goes by and they have eight combs built already. You know.
Well, you do bring up a good point, because a lot of people will say, oh, well, packages, at least you know where the genetics come from. Well, do you really? I don't know. They came down from some, you know, they probably, you know, first of all, they're all shook together. It's a bunch of bees. And then the queens that they put in there are probably going to be from someone who's trying not to sell a bunch of mean bees. But I can tell you that every time I've visited someone's yard to deal with extremely defensive, actually aggressive bees that are stinging me before I even get out of coming after the car before I even open the door. Every time it's been packaged bees, it has never been someone who caught a swarm in the spring in my area. No one has ever caught, and I've been out of 800, 900 swarms I've dealt with in my life. Maybe one or two has been defensive to where I didn't like them, but who knows where they came from. But yeah, that's what they'll say. You don't know where they came from, but where did package bees really come from? There's no local packages here.
You don't know. Now a lot of people sell the VSH package queens. It's like, yeah, there's no way.
Lex is ready for some swarm season there in Oregon. So I don't know. That's one thing. You don't know where they can, or maybe swarms are sick, or like, I don't know. What the heck? What could possibly be better?
I've never seen a sick swarm.
A naturally swarmed colony of bees. Oh, and I keep forgetting. Totally free. Besides the gas you drive to go get them, or you don't even have to worry about gas if you bait a hive. The very worst case scenario, just from my opinion, the very, very worst case scenario is that it's a swarm of bees that came out of some treater's apiary, you know, that maybe is down the street from where I got the bees. But even that, I don't care about that. That's not bad. Yeah. That's just, they're still free. They can still do everything. But if I had to pick the worst case, right. So it's like, that's my biggest. I mean, I don't even care where they came from, but so what? Let me see. What's this other one here? I got another video. I'm not sure what they do. Okay, let me share the screen here. Okay, this video. Let me see if I can make it bigger. The channel is, what is it? Oh, great.
Oh, Willie Banks.
Willie Banks,
huge package producer.
Okay, so Will Banks is actually. Oh, this channel is the Better Bee channel. Better Bee is whatever the company that makes all that stuff.
So yeah, everyone that gets packages around here, go pick them up from him.
From Better Bee or Will Banks?
From Will Banks, they drive down to
All right, so let's see if Will Banks is any better than the other one. I mean, I'm thinking it's going to be mostly the same. There they are. Okay, they're playing with dogs. So they got some people. Let's see. Let's just play a little bit.
Is quickly scanning each frame for the queen.
Hold on. How did that get smaller right all of a sudden? Oh, crap.
Okay.
One more check on those two.
It sounds like they got, you know, some workers, you know, that may not be from right around that area. Not a big deal. Glad they're working. Let's see. Trying to find something here. Let's see what's this guy doing.
Need some help. He found her. He's going to hold her in his hand. He says, just put her back in the hive. A little bit of scraping.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong so far. They're just looking for their queens. My cat's over here bugging me. Let's see if I can find anything. I guess, you know, there's different degrees of how rough they are. Let me hit play here. I'm trying to find some. Man, my mouse just isn't working.
And the queen will be left in the hive as the shaking of the frame.
All right. Well, there they go. Bees from a few hives make a beach packet. Man, where the hell is my mouse? All right, there it is. All right, so the first thing I can see is I kind of like that system a little bit better. It seems like they're just shaking frames into a funnel that's going down into a package box. Maybe, I don't know, it's a little different. But overall, it's still pretty much the same. They have bees from all different colonies getting mixed together, coming from pollination. Probably from California. I'm just going to stick them in a little package, a little 3-pound package, and charge you. I don't even know what they're charging this year, but I know it's a lot more than usual.
165, I think.
165, yeah. You know, the prices are all over the place.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else to watch here. Okay, what's this guy talking about?
You can see that one's about maybe a B below the H instead of a thumb.
Gotcha.
That's a 3.5 plus pound package. You know, we're going to give the customer what they're paying for. We always at least 3.25 pounds of bees in our package.
You guys are covered in bees.
I asked Patrick why some of the hives were double deep.
If a hive died through the winter, they'll pick out the strongest hive in the yard and put it on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you heard that last part, something I took a lot of crap about on my Facebook page was that I had a dead colony that had a bunch of honey in it, and I just opened it up and scrape the combs and let the rest of my yard clean it out.
Yeah, I do it all the time. Did it the other day.
Yeah, I mean, it's normal, but didn't I have a bunch of jack-off beekeepers coming into my comment section talking about how I'm spreading disease and all this stuff? And you just heard what that guy said. When they have a dead out, they put it on top of their strongest colonies. Yeah. So let's just pretend if I'm spreading disease from my dead colonies just by letting them clean out the honey, I'm not accusing this guy of spreading disease. I'm just saying, where's all these people that are going to tell this guy, who's a commercial beekeeper, obviously knows what he's doing, where are they in his comment section telling him that he's spreading disease to all the future packages, you know, that he's making? I mean, that's what I think. It's a little odd. I think I kind of made my opinion.
This guy must have thousands of hives or colonies, because He supplies a lot of people around here.
Yeah. Oh, so they're from that area up there?
Betterby, yeah, they're about an hour from me. Hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, Betterby. Well, I think they probably have a few locations, right?
Betterby?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know they're, yeah, I've been there to Betterby. They're in New York. They're right on the border of Massachusetts.
Because, like, Man Lake, for example, they have, I don't know, like 5 or 6 or 7 different.
Yeah. I don't know locations. What Betterby does. I don't think so. Not that I know of, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the relative size to each other, but I would think, maybe Man Lake's bigger. I don't know. I know Man Lake kind of gobbles everybody up.
Yeah.
So then the last, let me see if I can remove this first. The last part was, let me see. The last video that I have in my queue is from, oh goodness, let me see if I can make it. Okay. It starts at about the 50. I'll make sure I get it right on. Okay. This is the stream team. The stream team. I don't know if I have it on the exact. Hold on, let me share screen again. Stream team. This particular live stream shows up on Bruce's Bees channel, so you can watch the whole thing over there if you want. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just heard there was a little bit of talk about why package bees are actually better than swarms. So I thought that was interesting. So then I went over to watch it, and I saw, I think, most of it. Oh, let's see. So I guess, well, not I guess. I know that these guys, they rotate this stream team between all the channels. And since I'm subscribed to Bruce's channel, I do.
Yeah,
get notifications for some of them.
Yeah,
they eventually come up. You know, they occasionally come up in my feed. Let me see. Galway Light says package is risky. You could end up with a pound or less. That would piss me off. So I'm just gonna play it here a little bit and
kind of doubt that, but we'll see. I'll keep you posted on the channel. DC's bees. It's a pretty good question. Buying a package would be like getting a swarm, wouldn't it? What do you think about that, Greg? Is that it's a little different?
It's a lot different.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying, for anyone who doesn't know, we're going to hear the opinion of, or the, is it the opinion, the wisdom of, there might be a slight conflict of interest. I don't know. I'm sure that Bruce's Bees is not a package producer or seller. I'm 1000% sure that the other guy up there also doesn't do that, but Nature's Image Farm is obviously a package supplier. So that's just, we'll just see where the bias is at. See if it comes through. That's what I'm saying.
And well, yes and no. It's similar in that you have bulk bees that are not on a frame format. So it's very similar to that. The main difference is with a swarm, you're getting a potentially last year or the year before's queen who is swarming for the most part. If you're getting a late season swarm, of course, you could have a, like for this year, for instance, you could have a.
All right, let's just talk. There's going to be a lot to unpack. Hey, Ronnie. So, yeah, if you get a prime swarm, it's way more than likely. It's almost 100% certainty that you're getting last year's queen. Is that a problem? For free bees, for a free swarm, is that a problem? Hell no, it's not a problem. I've had queens that live 4 years, so if that's the biggest problem for bulk bees, they're not bulk bees. They're a big ass. I mean, I've never caught a 3-pound swarm unless it was like a fourth cast swarm out of a not that big colony. So yeah, it's last year's queen is not a problem. I would love to have overwintered queens come with my package bees. If I bought a package and I knew that I had an overwintered queen with it, I would be happy with that. I wouldn't want a newly grafted and rushed spring queen. And even Rodney agrees. They rock. But I don't want to get too far ahead. Let's just see. What other problems are there?
Let's say we had a requeening event. Let's say we're making up our nukes and we're dropping cells and we've got queens hatching and this nuke grows and for whatever reason we don't sell it and it grows big, 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 big. And we get into like August, September, and they're just going gangbusters. They put on a swarm cell. They swarm out late. That queen could be a this year queen, and that could be that could be a really nice swarm. When you get into other swarm situations,
hold on, no, that got away from me there. I'm not sure what happened there. I know it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about things on the spot, but you're talking about a late season swarm. Then we're not comparing packages to swarms because nobody sells late season packages, so that's not really. I don't think that's really part of the
He's saying that only problems. Good swarms are late season swarms, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, we're comparing now a package to a late season swarm that was grew big, 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 made a queen. So we're talking about like July, August. I don't know. We went off in left field. See if we bring it back in there. Oh, man, my shoulders kill me. Let's see.
Like, a lot of the swarms that I see is I'm not typically seeing young queens at all in swarms. I'm seeing much older queens. So what does that mean? Well, that means...
Someone will have to tell me, okay, I don't follow Nature's Image Farm channel, but someone would have to tell me in the comments if they want to. Does that channel have a lot of swarm videos? Does he go on swarm calls? Are we seeing swarm trap videos? I mean, everybody can make a swarm trap video. It's easy content. There's 1,000 swarm trap videos. So I'm not sure what swarms is he talking about. Is he going on swarm calls? Is this... Does this channel go on do removals and cutouts and do swarm... So... I don't know because I've caught hundreds and hundreds of swarms. Old or new, are they old or young queens? I don't know. They're here's the thing. Let's say you happen to catch a four-year-old queen in a prime swarm in spring. The bees have a way of dealing with that. Yeah. Very soon after they get into that box, you'll be getting a new queen in like 21 days. So it's really not a big deal. I've only bought 4 queens years ago and everyone bought queens. Okay, cool. Look at what we got here. Kentucky guy. He's talking about swarms from his apiary mainly. Okay. So that's a different thing. Like if I'm judging swarms, I'm not going to be judging the swarms that I'm catching out of my own apiary because I know about, the ages of those. We're talking about people who don't have bees and want to get bees. They're not catching bees out of their apiary because they don't have an apiary.
Doesn't he also talk about the bees are abscons or sick? So I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get there. So he's a queen breeder and also sells nukes. So yeah, it's not hating the dude. He's a bee seller. I'm just saying. And I'm also not a bee seller, so we both have very strong biases. I'm a person who I don't buy bees. Never seen them on any kind. So maybe Rodney watches the channel a lot. I don't. Nothing. No bad blood between us. But let's just keep it 100, as they say.
Since you've got potentially an unknown age of a queen who has an unknown longevity or lifespan ahead, that she could have left where she came from for a couple of different reasons. Either the colony was so healthy and so productive, they had no more room so that they swarm and did what they did. But you never know if a swarm is a swarm or really an abscond.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Let's explore that. The word never was used. He said, you never know if it's a swarm or an abscon. I'll tell you what. You're not getting an abscond early April in a big old ass prime cluster of bees there. And no one's going to look at a big thing of bees in April or May during the flow. A big old giant pile of bees hanging near a branch that happens to have a feral colony nearby and say, oh, that's an abscond. Nah, it's not happening. It's just not happening.
The only time I've seen that is when someone gets a package and they put them in a box and they leave right away within a couple of days, you know.
Yeah, I have a video like from a few years ago where I went on a swarm call and it was a suspiciously small swarm in April. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe it's just a small colony. And then I found the queen who had a blue dot on her. And then I walked down the alleyway and was looking over the fences and I happened to see a top bar hive in the backyard. And I said, oh, look at that. I just caught somebody's package. So let's see. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. You're exactly correct about the bees dealing with it. Yeah, right. Exactly. See, so it's kind of like, what's this saying? Looking a gift horse in the mouth. Is that what it is? When you catch a big old swarm and it's like, oh, but let me not go get that $150 worth of freebies because maybe the queen might be a little old. I don't know. Reaching. I'm pretty sure the abscond swarm will happen during the dearth late in the season. I would agree with that. I've had very few colonies abscond and I've caught very few absconded colonies, but they're always in the late summer and like always during they start to get robbed and they'll leave or their mite levels are up high and they leave for whatever reason. But they're never
usually they just go too. Like I'll never really see an abscond hanging in a tree. I noticed a colony of abscond. Like I had one 2 years ago, a swarm I caught that was bigger than I thought it was. And I had him in a little 5-frame nuke. And I was so busy, I didn't get to them in a couple of days, and they were gone. It was like 2 hours. I was came back 2 hours, and they're gone. And I'm like, they weren't in any tree. Usually, from what I've seen, they usually just take off, you know, and go wherever. I'd never seen them hanging in a tree, an abscond, pretty much.
Oh, I did one time. I was pretty, I'm 99% sure that my one colony did abscond. They've been in the same box. I never requeened them, never added or took away boxes for like 3 years. And the one day it was booming, and the very next day there was zero bees in the whole box, and I had a cluster of bees hanging in the pine tree, which was right behind their boxes, and everybody else looked perfect. And they were mean as hell when I shook them down into a box. So I'm pretty sure that was them. They started to starve and then they absconded. And I recaught them and now they overwintered again. So now I have them again, which is great. But yeah. Yeah, it's and what you did was you just put them in too small a box. I've done that many times.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really an abscond. They're just saying, screw you, this box is too small.
Yeah.
Let me see. Pretty sure. So Roddy Middleton says, so I don't want to make this. Yeah, he's saying, never seen him discuss. I don't want to attack Greg really, but I'm just trying, you know, I just like to see, you know, what the hell's going on. I'll catch all the May abscons. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Hey, there's Bird Lady Speaks in the house, getting ready for her bees coming out, coming soon. Oh, cool. Here, in a minute, we're going to get to Stefano's comment. He's somebody who would know. Either wait for a call from the post office.
Post office.
So let me see. I've done many removal finding marked queens. I call them escaped domestics trying to get home. Yeah, I've only ever found two marked queens in a removal, and one of them belonged to Hickory Hives here, I'm pretty sure. We did the math on the date, and he...
You ever get a call from a post office about a swarm?
Have I? I don't think so.
Is that what Frank just said? What did he say?
Call from the post office. I don't know. I don't know what the heck he's talking about. these two are getting ready to try to compete already for swarms. But But yeah, let me just get through this video because hopefully Bird Lady Speaks. So Bird Lady Speaks is one of the examples of a person I would say I don't blame her for for buying packages. She didn't know any better, but now she'll know better. She'll have those bees. She'll get to have fun with them. Probably going to catch a swarm the way it looks like they're checking out her stuff, her equipment.
So that would be someone I would suggest. Like last year I ordered a package just to make a video about requeening them, right away. I know she's new. She may not feel comfortable requeening a colony, but easy method of push-in cage. Take your old queen out, put the new queen in with a push-in cage, put it in. There you go. But
yeah, we'll see. Let's get through this. Let me play a little bit more of this. Where were we? About the old queen or the abscond? Okay, but let's go.
No really way of knowing. And I have seen it go both ways. I have seen some very healthy swarms with old queens. I've also seen some very unhealthy swarms that were absolutely riddled with the form wing virus with mites all over them.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I've seen a lot of swarms, a lot of swarms. What does even a sick swarm look like? Has anyone... Even the abscons that I've seen did not look sick. I have a hard time believing that bees with deformed wing virus with their crinkly little wings are flying anywhere. How would you look at a swarm of bees and see a bunch of deformed wing virus crawling with mites? I don't know. Have you ever seen a swarm that you would look at and go, oh, holy shit, look at all that deformed wing virus on them?
No, never.
So I don't know. Maybe somebody can explain that to me in the comments down below. Let's see. Postal bees cost 165. Those are the mean bees. How can bees fly with deformed wing? I don't know. I know that the dirt roosters, Randy, he was mite washing swarms and cutouts and like just to see where they were at. And they were nowhere near like where you think they where people would claim they were at, at least what it seemed from my memory. That's quickly going. But
Ogman's videos cost money now.
Huh?
Dirt Rooster, Ogman's videos cost money now.
His videos cost money? No, I don't.
Yeah, like all those videos he comes out with, they're like you have to join to watch them or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't notice that yet. Huh. No. Right, we'll see. I'll have to go look over there. Let me see. How can be? Yeah. So Brownie said they must have been crawling out of a hive on the ground. Yeah. Like where? I don't know. I don't want to like beat a dead horse, but somebody explained to me a swarm. Unless this person's saying that he boxed a swarm up and then months later realized that you know the deformed wing virus like expressed itself. But. That shit happens all the time. Like, that's just... As a person who doesn't treat and gets to see colonies actually get their butt beat by mites and I see crawlers in front of some hives, I see that stuff. I've never seen it in a swarm.
That those would be the last things that I would want to invest in and put in my equipment and try to keep going. When we have seen that, you almost have to, just like if you had a swimming pool... You have to shock the colony, throw so much treatment at them to get them clean. Otherwise, they just continue to struggle. A lot of times, they are absconding because of mite or pest pressure or lots of other things. So just because it is a bulk amount of bees hanging from a fence post with a queen, is that an asset or is that a liability? It is my personal opinion that it could go either way. And depending on what your goals are in your bee yard, for me, those are more of a liability than an asset because it's an unknown origin, unknown genetic, unknown health. And I don't want to bring too many unknown factors into our breeding program, to our outyards, and things of that nature.
Oh, man, it's hard to cut them off. It's hard to find a little gap there. It's hard to find a little breathing room, but I got a little gap there.
You had a swarm end bad? Like, you ever catch a swarm, put them in a box, and it ended, like, horrible, or?
I mean, maybe months later. I mean, what's horrible? That they die? Or,
yeah, they did
or
die.
They crash was, out?
I mean, but you still get comb from that? You still get honey from that? You still get...
Oh, yeah. No, no. One time I caught a swarm, and I boxed it, and my whole house blew up.
What?
No. Yeah, yeah. I've caught swarms. I've caught, you know, 50 or 60 or 100. And yeah, so some of them die. Like, that's the worst thing. Nothing. And then, even though they're dead, I still have a bunch of drone combs, honey. Yeah. I have the fun of messing with them, going getting them. I have getting paid for getting to go remove them. Like, I don't know what the bad part is. Yeah, so then he was, this guy said, he doesn't. So first, that kind of negates what one of my commenter said previously about he's talking about swarms from his own yard. Because if he was, then he would know their origin. He would be saying swarms are great in my yard because I box them up and they do great because I know their origin. No, he's not saying that. He's saying these swarms that he literally goes on a removal and removes them but doesn't make a video and posts it. Or doesn't, you know, that's content right there. Doesn't post it, put it on TikTok, put it on Instagram, Facebook. This is what we're talking about, but I don't know. I start to get me a little warmed up here. What causes crawler bees? Poison? You can, I guess if you did, nah, not really. I would say no. I started to say yeah, but I've never had a poisoning, event in my yard, but from what I see from other people, when they have a poisoning event, it's just massive dead bees everywhere, or they're on their backs.
They're not crawling.
Yeah, they're just flipped over on their back. They're spinning around in circles. They're just legs up, wiggling. When I have crawlers here, which usually happens like usually August or September. Certain colonies will just have a bunch of bees. They just come out of the entrance. They probably think they can fly, and then they fall down, and they start walking in the grass, and they just walk forever. And you might find them 100 yards away from the hive just walking. And they'll walk right up your leg and sting you in your leg. Yep.
That's how most of my kids get, and the dog gets stung is crawlers.
Yeah, it's crawlers. And then what happens is, just like with any colony, they either in my yard they either die or they don't die, and there's no way to know for sure. I've had plenty of colonies that have crawlers every year in the same spot, and they live like year after year.
Those are the ones I like, man. That's tolerance right there.
And I got to tell you, I didn't really talk about it all, but I'm really happy with what's going on in my yard. The day before yesterday, it was just I got home from work. It was barely 50 degrees, but bees were coming in with tons of pollen. My favorite ones were all coming in strong as hell. Did have, of course, my dead ones, but I'm totally happy with what I got, and it's going to be a great year.
Did you get a cold snap today?
Oh my God. Today and yesterday, it sounds like there's a train going by my house. Do you guys have the wind too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our winds are like, they just sound like a locomotive going right by the house. Yeah. And it's freezing cold. But let me see what Ronnie said. I've never seen a bee in a swarm with any signs of sickness. Yeah, you really, how could you? I don't know. It just sounds, you know, sometimes people just let the truth get away. It slips a little bit. Things start slipping. Let me see. Not really accusing anything, but it sounds kind of like, you know, it sounds good. Doesn't sound like anybody in the panel is going to say, wait a second, what? Did you just say deformed wing virus? And
I think Bruce does say something later on. Oh, does he? Video. Yeah, he does.
Crawlers are young. Know it all. Okay. Well, let's just play this out real quick. Get it over with. Get it off of here.
So is it buying a package would be like a swarm, wouldn't it? It absolutely, for the most part, would be in the mechanism of which the bees get restarted, how you rehome them and get them established for the most part. So it would. However, packages are typically available well in advance of swarm season, at least in our neck of the woods. We're very clear about this. We provide package bees for folks.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get this thing to stay still. Sorry about that. Okay, so the benefit of packages. I already said this, though. I mean, I guess if you want to call it a benefit, is that you can have a package in mid-March in Ohio or Pennsylvania or freaking Connecticut. Is that a benefit? And it's your first year ever messing with bees, and you got a bunch of plastic undrawn combs of foundation. you're dumping a 3-pound package in March. It's early. I don't care that they're early. Like, well, you're still paying for them. You still got to go get them. I'm having a hard time seeing that as a benefit. It's too early.
Yep. To need bees early in the year. So early that it is too cool for us to even start grafting. So those bees have to come from the south to bring them up to provide that opportunity for folks who want to get their bees started early. Or that's on time if you want to capitalize on something like a locust flow.
Yeah, so capitalizing on flows, the locust flow. The locust flow isn't really extremely early here in Pennsylvania. We're kind of close to that other state. But yeah, I guess you would need drawn combs for them to put it in. But yeah, I don't know. Swarms are still going to catch that flow anyway. Swarms are going to absolutely blow out frames in your box, even if it's foundationless. And
swarms are ready to go.
At least in my experience,
swarms are ready to go. As soon as you throw them in somewhere, they got foundationless frames. They'll have a box drawn out in what? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 10 days, 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, just depending on the size of it, unless it has a lot of deformed wing virus in it.
So, and DC's and bees, that's a great question. And again, that is one of those where we could break that down into all the components, and that's an hour and a half long talk.
You guys taking notes?
Yeah, I guess we could break it down quite a bit. Did you say that one of the other hosts says
something? Yeah, Bruce says something like, it's weird though. It's like 20 minutes down. He must be looking at comments or something. And he brings it up. He just says, hey, you know, I just want to bring up about the swarm thing. You know, swarms are motivated and you can get swarms to do a lot and stuff. So he does kind of, later on, he does kind of bring up some positives about swarms.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce seems pretty, you know, above board about most things, in my opinion. I've been following him since, he didn't even probably have a couple hundred subscribers, even maybe not even 100. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been watching him.
That was a long time ago. Hold on, my throat's getting a little dry. I gotta go into my little fridge here. Hold on. Man, I can't get that door open. Oh, look at that. It's cold in there.
I got a funny story. Speaking of the wind, we had like 2 weeks ago, we had another storm that came by, really windy. It was windy, and then we had like 2 inches of snow that fell. And then one of my pallets of hives, which were 2 5 frame nukes on stacks, like a 2-frame, 2 deeps, blew over and completely opened the elements. Snow in both boxes. Both boxes were over on their side. Snow got in the boxes. I'm like, oh crap, man, they're done. And I didn't notice it for 24. So they were like that for like 24 hours. Cold day, didn't get above freezing. Snow in the colony. So I run over there. I go home from work. I see it. I run over there, start picking them up. Like, oh crap, man, they're done. I start putting them together, and boom, they flew out. God, stung me up bad. But they survived. And I just checked them the other day and they're still alive. So
completely. Yeah, I made a video, I don't know, it wasn't too long ago, going around, and the couple that got knocked over for me, one of them definitely is dead. But the other one got knocked over even worse because it even brought the boxes apart a little bit because I had them ratchet strapped, but they still kind of like came off a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're doing great. And those are actually some of my favorite bees. So I was glad about that.
It's crazy that how they can withstand that. I mean, the boxes were apart. Snow was in the boxes. Snow was on the frames, the frames, on the bees. And they.
Yeah. And I was really shocked this morning when I woke up. It was still blackout. But as soon as the sun came up, I was like, I do not want to go outside because I know that they're going to all be knocked over because the wind, I really thought it was going to rip the roof off my little house. Yeah. And it even blew my grill all the way across the cement pad that we have it on from one side all the way to the other. It was the one leg was this far of falling off and it would have tumbled down the hill. But none of my hives were knocked over because I angled them all in such a way that they just cut the wind like on the corner. So luckily I was lucky. Nothing fell over. My luck, a raccoon will knock them all over tonight, but tomorrow should be nice.
It's just amazing that they can withstand that.
Let's see what's Frank here talking about. Packages didn't have time to fill up before leaving, but they eat on the way to you. So another thing, I really feel like maybe I didn't point it out, but that little head start that you get by getting your bees March whatever is totally negated by a prime swarm. Like, that's not 3 pounds of bees. Not in April. They're always 6, 7, 8, 10 pounds of bees. They're like humongous. They're like 4 or 5 packages. So I didn't think of that at the moment we were watching that video, but heck no. Someone brings a package. Someone go set up a package and whatever, and I'll just let them get that head start, and I bet you a big old fat swarm out of one of my own colonies or from a call from a tree or whatever is going to totally go right past them for free.
Yeah.
So take that. Isn't the art of getting honey just tricking your bees into not swarming? I don't know.
I got bees that swarm and make honey. Do both.
Yeah, that's a big myth that these jerk offs are always saying. I had a colony that, like, it was a couple years ago, but not only did they swarm, but the swarm that I got from them that landed right on the bush in front of them, they made 3 boxes of honey starting from nothing. And the parent swarm made, I think, slightly less, like 2 boxes. So from one colony, they swarmed. That colony made 3 boxes of honey, and the parent made 2. So there's 5 boxes. And I think they swarmed again later, but that one just kind of built up to a single. You know, it was later in the year.
And the thing is, they swarm, and that the bees are just getting older, you know, for that, why they don't have that queen. So they're all foragers. So they're still bringing in a bunch of nectar if there's a flow going on, whether or not they're making a queen. I had colonies swarm multiple times and still make full deeps of honey. I mean, I'd never seen an issue with that.
Yeah, I don't know why. They were saying that in my beekeeping class too. Not my class, but my club's class for the new people. Like, oh well, and they started instilling that fear of swarming. Like, swarming. Oh man, the next you don't want to look in your hive and see queen cells, you know, because then, oh god, now your bees are up in the tree. I'm like, whoa.
I get excited when I see them. I get excited seeing swarm cells.
Like, I feel so bad for people that get started and get into one of those, like, classes or groups of people where they just try to stick that fear in your mind right away. Just be afraid of everything. Everything's going to go wrong if your bees swarm. I'm like, I tried to say, just calm down, man. It's not that serious. I see most of mine. They're not far away. You just got to go out and look for them.
Yep.
But, you know, have bait hives around. Catch other bees. It's just...
Yeah, let them go. I got a few colonies and a couple of big trees in my wood line from the past years. And then I end up catching off them when they swarm the next year, you know.
So Bird Lady Speaks took that class. I can imagine. If it was anything, I mean, ours wasn't that bad, but my buddy who did the treatment one, I mean, they're all kind of buddies, but I was kind of like, man, what the heck were you saying up there? But the whole, oh, if you don't get your treatments on in time, well, now your bees are dead. But at the beginning, he said, this is how beekeeping is. You can do everything perfectly right by the book and do all your treatments correctly and feed and do everything perfectly correctly, and they can die. Whereas you can also do everything wrong or never treat and they survive. So, and that was like kind of right near the beginning. And I was like, yeah, okay, I like that. But then later on, he went back and was like, now if you don't get your apivar on time, now your bees are dead. And I was like, damn, that doesn't go with the first thing. Like, that certainty wasn't there with that first comment. And yeah, the treatment-free part was really bad. It was bad. I'm gonna talk to him, and I'm gonna just review his whole presentation on here and just kind of straighten it, you know, from an actual treatment-free beekeeper's point of view. So hopefully that class didn't, like, scare the living daylights out of you. But we're here for you. Don't let anybody scare you into doing crazy stuff. And something I keep forgetting to tell Bird Lady Speaks. Well, I don't know if I forget, but I don't want to clog up her TikTok comment section. Those plastic frames, that plastic foundation, if you're going to use it, which it's perfectly fine to use it, you got to get them things waxed because they don't look like they had any wax on them. And if you dump bees on those frames with no wax, they're gone. Like, they're just, they're going to make a whole mess.
Yeah, or just don't even put the foundation in.
Yeah, or just look at my the video where I cut those things into strips, boop, 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 yeah. And use strips. Because they'll build on strips with no wax, but they're not going to build on a full sheet of that yellow plastic that, or, now those might have wax on the new right cell ones, but the old ones that were in the old boxes, they're not going to have any wax on. The wax moths ate every single bit off of them. And hopefully you get that Idiot's Guide to Beekeeping. I love that book, man. It's a great book. Let's see. What's Lex Wright says. One of my neighbors had four hives and was just so excited about her plant treat. They're all already dead. I mean, that happens. I don't take any joy in people's bees dying, but I do like to hear that there's other stories besides, oh, if you don't treat, they all die. So when I hear, hey, look, they treated them and they still died, no, that doesn't make me happy. I don't laugh. I don't giggle, but I say, look, like, that can happen. Because you know damn well they love laughing at me, or people like me who don't treat. They love those posts. Oh, you didn't treat? You know, you're killing everybody's bees. Ordered some wax from Dayton. I learned about the wax in one of your lives. Oh, okay. Yep. Just paint that on. You'll be good. Yeah, and I agree with Ronnie. Foundationalists, they definitely draw it faster, in the spring.
Yep.
As long as everything's blooming. I mean, my New Year's resolution is to be even lazier than I was last year, which is going to be very hard to beat. It's going to be very hard to beat. But every year I say I'm not adding anything to any hives after 4th of July.
Yeah.
And because doesn't matter what, you can heavily wax everything. Maybe if you feed, they'll draw it, but I don't feed. So after 4th of July, or that's just kind of the date I remember, they don't draw anything. They just won't draw anything.
No.
They'll peel the wax off of some foundation. They'll go steal wax from stuff, but they are not drawing anything, at least just here in my area of Pennsylvania. So this year, July 4th, I'm going to sleep. I'm putting the mouse guards on. I might even put the insulation on and I'm done. And if anybody swarms late, fine. I don't care. I'll just put them in a box. Do the same thing.
I had the bee inspector came here, I think 2 years ago. Someone called and complained. I had an issue with like a neighbor down the street. And he called and complained, not knowing that it doesn't matter because I am registered with the state. But the guy came here and I wasn't home. But he talked to my wife and he kept saying, why are your hives so small? Like, why are your colonies so small? Why are they so small? He didn't care that, like, we don't treat or all this stuff. He was more worried about all my five-frame nukes and double-stack nukes and bearding out in front of them and colonies looking like they're overcrowded and stuff like that. And he was very aggravated about that and wanted me to fix, like, told me, like, hey, you got to add boxes to all these hives. And he wants to come back and check it and all that crap. Well, you can't tell me to add. You can't tell me how to beekeep, dude. That's weird. I don't think you do that. I mean, I'm sure you can about certain stuff with disease stuff, but I'm pretty sure
it's not even
tell you how to.
Their only purpose is to look for AFB. And anything else is like just additional stuff. You know, if you ask for it for them to do a mite count, they can't tell you like, oh, you need to put beetle traps or any kind of thing like that. I mean, I'm very sure. I hear that in Pennsylvania, I hear all the beekeepers kind of chattering about how there's a new bee law coming out. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the details of the bee law? And then they go, oh, well, it's nothing. And I feel like they're really trying to sneak some stuff in there. Like, who would want more bee laws? Our bee laws are already like, you got to have them in a box. Okay. You got to have frames. I get it. You can't have AFB. Yeah. Like, what the hell do you want? But you want to add more laws? It's just annoying. I feel like it's going to be some type of treating law and it's going to cause me to just disappear. Really?
What else would it be?
Yeah. Like, what the hell do they need? I don't know.
What else would it be other than something to do with a disease or treating or.
Yeah. I feel like they're really trying to like sneak something in. And to what you were saying, mid-July and August, it gets kind of like scary here because bees will be covering the entire box, front, the sides, the lid, the grass in front. But, and then you get that urge to put more boxes on for me. And that urge has never proved beneficial because they just, they all go inside. They all go in there, but they don't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, so like, why do it? But what's the worst? They're gonna like do a late season swarm, like the previous guy said. Okay, and I'll just put them in a box. I don't know. I don't care. I already like did all my beekeeping, did whatever honey I need to do. I don't know. So here's Frank asking the age old question. What is your winter survival with no treatment, no insulation, no heaters, etc.? No heaters. What the hell is he? No
heater. Did I see his bees died?
Huh? No.
Didn't I see, like, didn't he have a video that his bees with
the heaters died? Yeah, he had one that was smaller that, you know, he had some heaters on. I'm just busting. I'm just joking. No, I have seen people that do put heaters into their hive, and it works sometimes for some people. I mean, it just. The warmer they are, the less food they're going to burn. So whatever. But yeah, no, but heaters would never be something I would consider because I've had bees 22 degrees below zero and they didn't die. So there's no way I would need heaters. Insulation, I do insulate the lid, but I left a few with no insulation on the lid either just to see what happens. What's my winter survival norm with no treatment? Well, I don't have anything to compare it to because I've never treated bees, never even one colony, ever. And there is no norm. Like, there's no actual norm because in the way I keep bees is most closely resembling the way they would be in the wild, only that I'm bugging them, you know, here and there. There's no real norm. There's booms and busts, And if I had to say a norm, I would say, if I was going to average everything out, I'd say between 55 to 65 is what I can comfortably expect of all my bees to survive. And I always keep way more than I want. Like, I only want to have 30 to 40. So I keep between 80 to, you know, sometimes more than that. So yeah, if I lose 50%, if you just do the math, if 50% die, like the low, and a lot of them are going to be because of my own choices. You know, I make the wrong choice. My equipment fails for some reason, queen failures. I don't feed also. So my bees have no benefits that like Bob Benny's bees have, like people constantly tending to them, meeting their every possible desire and grooming. Mine are basically like left to like in the worst position possible, and at the most half of them will die. And then there I am with the exact amount that I want to have in the spring, and then swarm season happens. So I don't know. To answer your question, I mean, that's the best I can do about the culling of weak genetics can take from a small amount, like 20%, up to like 80% of your bees. But I don't have years like that very often, maybe once. I see a lot of people do a lot better than me just because, you know, they feed, which isn't wrong. It's not a treatment. Had to get into that with someone again. But, and also, like I've beaten dead horses before, you can't survive treatment-free and treating beekeepers, because treating beekeepers never have survivors. They may have a lot of bees that are still alive, but they do not have survivors. So it's apples and screwdrivers.
I usually say 50 to 62. Like this year I have, so far, I think 11 out of 15 or 16 so far. So like some years are better, and then some years, like last year, I was, you know, a little less than 50%.
So. Yep. It does, but when you're playing with the house's money, I mean, yeah, you bought a couple packages. Okay, we can't pick on you too bad, but like, if you're doing removals and catching swarms, like, who cares? I've said it before. I guess I'll say it. They could all die. Every single one can die, and I'm still going to have a ton of bees. In 2024, I'll have done nothing negative to the gene pool. I'll have like actually relieved it of a bunch of shitty genetics, but that's never happened. That'll never happen. I'm going to have a ton of fun messing with these bees. I'm going to be buried in honey as usual. So you just can't, take a treatment-free beekeeper down by holding them to weird commercial standards. It's just not, it's like someone who enjoys playing basketball and then trying to tell them that they're terrible because they're not like Michael Jordan or somebody or whoever plays now. I don't know.
It's just totally different, like logic, mindset, everything's different. So it's hard to compare it.
Yeah, you got to change. Yeah, it's the mindset, really. It's like, man, nothing steals the joy from something than comparing it to like, someone who does it as their business. So Stefano's saying that the inspector wanted you to have small hive beetles with so much excess equipment on. Well, you don't have them that bad up there, right?
No,
down here we do.
It does. You can tell when the packages come up because we'll get beetles. But then they as soon as fall comes around, they're gone.
Do you see bees that are crowded doing better?
I feel colonies that are fully filled, so technically crowded, I would say. I don't know if that's the best word for it, but in my opinion, yeah, I think they're healthier than a colony constantly struggle trying to protect a bunch of space that they don't need and, you know. Why or what? I don't know. That's just my opinion, but
Ronnie says, you're not doing anything that doesn't happen in nature. I mean, I would say for the most part, most beekeeping all the way from eternity back, all the way up until like 1980, really pretty much just had bees, caught them, put them in boxes. You know, it just wasn't as popular. Like, it was only a few people doing it. I don't know anything about, oh, actually, I'm going to find out because look at these. I got some old bee culture magazines. Look at the date on that one. Man, hold on.
That's cool.
1980. I got a whole stack of them. Wait, yeah. Like, they're old. I want to read about what it was like keeping bees before, you know, the fear mongering set in and before it just became like everybody had to do it. But yeah. They're pretty much doing what they do in nature, except for, you know, I bug them. I bug them a lot. I go in and look at them, take some of their honey. But yeah, I took a lot of crappy comments on my Facebook video. The one where I had a box sitting on like next to a building and some bees moved into it. And I just never opened it. It didn't have frames in it and they eventually died, but it was like had a bunch of water in it. It was a mess. And they're like, oh, it's so sad. you put them in that. And I'm like, I didn't put them in that. They picked that thing. It was just, and it's one out of like all my bees.
Is that what they say to feral colonies that die?
Huh? Yeah. Like
a feral colony that dies in a tree.
Oh, you. No one thinks it's sad when they die in a tree. Yeah, Frank has HVAC systems in his house. Well, no, Frank. Yeah, Frank's funny. He's always doing crazy stuff. I wish I knew half the stuff Frank knows about, like taking stuff apart and putting it back together. But yeah, I ain't doing that. Do I see more or less swarms each year? I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where. Huh?
Are you talking about me and my crowded hives? Is that what he's talking about?
Oh, not sure.
Do you see more or less swarms each year? Or is he just talking in general?
Yeah, I really don't keep count. I don't keep track. I know that the number of beekeepers is going up. We had 55 people in our beginner class. So that's 55 more people out there getting swarm calls probably. But it's also probably 50 people with packages and nukes that are going to swarm and go land in their neighbor's yard. And then I get called to go get them. So it could go either way. Yeah, trying to make me go 6 hours. I actually wanted to take a nap before I started this and it did not work. My stupid cat kept like bother me. She's up on top of the rack here. Rodney has a good amount of small hive beetles surviving in the hives. Yep, they survive even up here.
Yeah, it's rare, but I do see every once in a while like one or two go through winter.
Peppermint patties. Oh man, I'm just I don't miss hearing about peppermints every day. Yeah, so I don't know. I think we had a pretty good talk, an hour and a half talking about package versus swarms. I mean, it's pretty clear where I'm at. I even said in my beekeeping presentation that once you master like acquiring swarms, then bee sellers lose a customer. Like they're lost. Cause I mean they should be. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Have you ever, I don't know if you're a part of like your state's like beekeeping like Facebook page and stuff. Do you go on those or no?
On my state's page?
Yeah, usually like your state, like Connecticut Beekeepers has a page, or like I don't know, Pennsylvania has state yeah. page or whatever.
They probably do. I'm sure they do, and I'm probably.
But you don't want. I mean, like, because the state of Connecticut, this is the time of year where all the big package sellers are like, hey, get your orders for packages in. We're running out. We have free loads coming up. We're running out. Put them in, blah, blah, blah. And I get so tempted to to comment on this. People, please do not order packages. We need bees. There's plenty of guys here that sell overwinter nukes, or even treating beekeepers that have overwinter colony the nukes they sell. And just stop buying packages, please.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been saying a lot. I say it a lot on Facebook, but I say beekeepers are the worst people ever on earth. Like,
yeah.
Because they're really grabbing for that money and cutting each other's throats, like in the most respectful beekeeper way. A friend of mine, she probably might see this here, but she posted like, hey, just on her normal Facebook page, like her normal friendly, hey, I'll have nukes in the spring for a certain price. I don't know what it was, $250 or $225 or something. And somebody came in there and was like, wow, how do you charge that much? I only charge $180. And I looked at that comment like, is this dude serious? He just posted on someone's in the comments like,
wow,
his lower That's price crazy. For bees. It was slick as hell too. But oh man, I don't know, it's funny, but yeah, that money grab is getting vicious, and if you're saying you're getting packages up there in mid March, way up north from me, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me see. Rodney gets so many swarms, he gives some away to people. Yeah, I mean you can do that. I used to do that a lot, and I probably still kind of do it. I definitely give swarms to people that I really am, you know, helping with their bees, and they're good friends of mine. And I say, hey, just don't even worry about it. Like, you can either go through all that chemistry and deal with treating, or just have fun with your bees, and I'll give them to you if they die. And most of the time they live, but I will give them bees. But some people I would give them bees even if they were kind of brand new and I didn't know them that well. And they never got me back with anything. Like, they never just... the next year would say, oh, hey, look, they survived. Come get a split. Because that's what I would usually ask. Like, if they survive with zero treatments, I'll just come back and take a split. And that would be cool because I'll have them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just some extra bees to bring back to use for whatever. Man, they never get me back. Like, no one ever gets me back. They'll call me, like, 3 years later and be like, oh, the bees that you gave me, they died, like, after the third year. Can I get some more? I'm like, yeah, they're 180. They're gonna be 180.
I can do it for 160.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, 155. How about that? Is it true that you tend to catch a swarm in some location over and over due to the smell of bees left in that spot? If you mean like on a branch. I would say that's kind of, I have caught bees on the same branch or close to the same branch, but I think it's kind of overblown how strong that is. Cause every time I catch bees on a branch, I snip that branch off and bring it home and I zip tie it to my trees here, and bees never land on them branches. Like, very rarely.
I feel like every year it's different. Every year, they find a new branch to land on, and the next year it's a different branch, constantly. But yeah. Usually that same year they'll land on it multiple times for me.
Yeah, it's kind of like yes and no. Yeah, sometimes they'll land on the same branch, but sometimes they'll fly right past it.
Yep.
Ronnie still has bees and swarm traps he has to go get. Yeah, you know what? I do. I have bees in a swarm trap that I have not seen since maybe September. So I got to get out there. Let me see. What's the weather look like? Today it was just, oh my God, I couldn't even go out to do anything. But tomorrow's cold, 49. Oh, and then when I go back to work on Sunday, it's 62, then 64.
This weekend.
Damn. I go back to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's 62, 64, 61, 58.
Nice. Should get packages March, first week of March now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're going to keep bringing them in earlier and earlier.
It's crazy.
Let me see. Let's see. Yeah, so wait. Oh, yeah. Hold on. How far away are they? Wait, I'm not sure. Oh, Bird Lady's in Georgia somewhere. And then Rodney's, I think, South Carolina or North Carolina? I think South Carolina. I don't know how far apart those are. I'm totally geographically illiterate. But I know they're both down there.
They touch South Carolina and Georgia.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks, Pete, for coming on again. Always good to have you on here. And anybody else? Oh, hey, hold on. Let me share my screen here. Hold on. Let me just plug myself here. I never do this. But look, check out my cool shirts, okay? I mean, that's me modeling there with my muscles. I just didn't have my tan yet. Funny little shirts, only bees. I mean, they're goofy and stupid, but at least, you know, they're better than like
only bees.
The typical ones. Hold on, is there more? Hold on, let me see. There's more. Let me see. Oh, and also, I forgot the most important thing. Is there's 20% off of everything. So go get a cool Swarmstead shirt. You can get a Might Bomb Bees shirt. Look at this one. I love the Might Bomb Bees. Hold on, let me scroll that one up. Oh, look at that one. And if you think it's expensive, I mean, damn, come on now. You're helping out your boy here. Plus it's 20% off. But anyway, I've never mentioned my stupid merch shop in any videos before. Okay, so South Carolina. Hold on, South Carolina.
Spartanburg.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed this. Thanks for always hanging out with us. I mean, Frank ain't kidding. Bird Lady lives in the capital of packages. Yeah. So, man, I would be catching a ton of bees down there.
Yep.
But, all right. So now I'm definitely getting out of here. Thanks a lot again, Pete. Right. Thanks, everybody else. Have a good night. Everybody. See you later.